In Washington, the Senate today begins debating and amending a huge bill on energy policies. The Bush administration has been pushing for this since the president's first months in office, but it's highly controversial. Here are some of the provisions shielding the makers of a highly poisonous fuel additive from lawsuits and allowing increased offshore drilling and building more nuclear power plants. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner is here. David, what are the main goals of the bill?
Well, Alex, its bipartisan sponsors in the Senate are somewhat hopefully calling it the American Clean Energy Act, but of course there will still be plenty of dirty energy generated even if it does get enacted. But the Senate's energy bill does try to begin charting a new course, though it's often a contradictory one. It tries to increase energy supply, which would presumably lower energy prices, something people are demanding from lawmakers. And at the same time, it seeks to maximize conservation, something that may be hard to do if those energy prices go down and people find it more affordable to drive gas guzzlers and build mega houses. As for the clean energy, there are provisions in the bill for gasifying coal, which is the major source of energy for power plants. There are mandates for increased use of corn-derived ethanol fuel, whose cleanness is at best debatable. And the Senate wants to mandate renewable sources of energy for power plants, and there will be some incentives for the production of hybrid energy source cars. And there's also a push for the U.S. to become more self-reliant, since this country does consume a quarter of the oil that's pumped worldwide, but it has only 3% of the proven oil reserves.
Well, the chief sponsor for this is New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici, and on this question of dependence on foreign oil, he was speaking today on the floor of the Senate. Here's what he said.
Today, as we stand here, the United States has diminished regularly its ability and quantity of oil that it produces, so that in the world we are no longer a major producer. We're number six. If you look out in the world, we're the sixth largest producer and fading.
So, David, what will this bill do at this point to reduce U.S. dependency on foreign oil?
Well, I think at this point it's very unclear. There is a provision in the bill as it's written right now that would call on the president to decide how he would reduce U.S. consumption of imported oil by a million barrels a day by 2015. Of course, by then, the country is expected to be consuming at least 3 or 4 million more barrels a day than it does right now. Democrats are calling for reducing the consumption by 7 million barrels a day by 2025. Again, they don't have any suggestions about quite how to do this. So it's quite vague, and it's more a statement of desire rather than any kind of a plan of action.
Well, you know, as we said, the Bush administration has been pushing for this for a while. Is it more likely that they're going to get it this time?
Well, I don't know. The House bill has a very poisonous provision that calls for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. That might shoot the bill down. It also has a shielding of the producers of MTBE, a poisonous fuel additive that the Senate bill doesn't have. And there may be climate change legislation added in the Senate debate, and that could also shoot it down with the House. So they're going to have a very contentious conference trying to work out the differences in this bill.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner with that update. Thanks, David.
Sure, Alex.